You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
What do you think, Joe? Passionate plum.
Passionate plum? That could get you into trouble.
If I'm lucky.
C'est moi. High fashion on the slopes. Right here.
You look great.
Thanks. Now then, why don't you change your mind and go skiing with us?
Thanks, but I'm going home. I can't cheat Mom and Dad out of 2 full days of me.
A snow fox or what?
You look hot.
I might just melt the mountain. Listen, you got a postcard from your parents in Hawaii. They're having a wonderful time. Your mother sent you a hula skirt and your dad fell off a surfboard. You still want to read it?
Yes, Tootie. Give it to me.
Wait a minute. Hawaii?
I thought you were going home to be with your parents in New York.
Okay, I told a small fib.
If they're in Hawaii, who are you at home with?
Mrs. Garrett still upstairs?
Yes. Something tells me this is big.
Tomorrow night, in New York, I have a date with Chip Douglas.
Did I lie? Chip Douglas from Bates? The cute one who wears glasses?
Cute, he's magnificent. We'll be having a small, romantic, candlelight dinner at my apartment.
You mean your parents' apartment?
Alone?
Of course alone. Mom's in Maui and she thinks I'm here.
Oh, wow. Endless love.
Natalie, what you're doing is total fraud and deception. All I can say is, good for you.
Thanks. My grandparents wanted me to spend the weekend with them, but I said, I'd love to, but I've got to stay at school and study.
Great. You lied to your grandparents. You lied to your parents. You're really on a roll.
It's called survival. Can you imagine how much fun a weekend with Grandma would be?
Oh, please. With my mother's 3 marriages, I'm an expert on grandparents. Would they all come over at Christmas time? Sounds like a bunch of antique cars warming up.
Well, I never got to know my grandparents. They all died on me.
Yeah, well, my grandma and grandpa are great, but they just can't stop talking about the good old days.
Anyway, what are you going to serve, Chip, at your romantic candlelight dinner?
I can't decide. I want something elegant and gourmet that won't get stuck in his braces.
And forget peanut brittle.
But our minds won't be on the food. See, I'm gonna start off with some
Natalie!
What?
I saw your suitcase upstairs in the hall, so I brought it down. Who's in it? Whoops. Oh, I'm sorry. My cookbooks?
I must have forgotten to ask you if I could borrow them.
Oh, sure, I don't need them. I'm on a little holiday, too. But, Natalie, I thought you hated cooking.
Not at all. I'm going to cook a meal for my parents.
Yeah, there'll be plenty cooking at Nat's place.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!
I don't believe this.
Natalie, darling.
Grandma!
Darling, look at that face.
Grandma, please, what are you doing here?
Well, with your family in Hawaii, and you so busy you couldn't stay with me, I brought you a package. Here. I wanted to mail it from the post office this morning, but I thought to myself, the car is pointing north anyway, and besides, I am more reliable than the U.S. mail, even in the snow.
Natalie, you didn't tell me your parents were in Hawaii.
Didn't I? Grandma! I'm watching my friends. That's Mrs. Garrett, Joe, Tootie, and Blair.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Natalie's mother tells me so many nice things about you, Mrs. Garrett.
Thank you. Make it Edna.
Okay. And you make it Mona. Everybody calls me Mona.
All right, Mona. Yes. Can I offer you a cup of tea or coffee?
No, thank you. Just a glass of hot water with lemon.
Yeah. Coming right up. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Natalie, why don't you help me?
You don't really need me to squeeze a lemon.
Yes, I do. I seem to be losing my grip. You talk, I'll boil.
Mrs. Garrett, I'll be honest.
That would be nice.
Where should I start?
At the beginning with the first lie.
The thing is, with my parents out of town, I was looking forward to being at home alone, giving myself some space.
Right. Now about the second lie. Why all those cookbooks?
I was also going to have a dinner guest. Chip Douglas from Bates.
Oh, yes. I've heard you moan about him. Alone?
Yeah, alone. It was all going to be fairly innocent.
Naturally. Forget Chip. How about going home with your grandmother for the weekend?
That'll be exciting. Be still my heart.
No, be still your mouth. Your grandmother seems like a lovely lady.
She is, and I love her, but if you haven't noticed, I'm 15 and she's 70-something. That's not a gap, it's a chasm.
Yeah, what a rotten thing for her to do. Get old.
Look, you know how grandmothers are.
Oh, give her a chance, Natalie. She's terrific.
Mrs. Garrett, I served a lot of time at her apartment. Do you know what it's like being forced into a chair for 3 hours, a bottle of Leica records?
Eat, girls, and enjoy them. I'll make more. I just love to make piroshki. Reminds me when I was in the Ukraine. They have a saying there, where your mother gave birth to you, the ground is always dear.
Yeah? I feel that way about the Bronx.
Mona, this piroshki is ATD.
ATD?
Absolutely to die. That's preppy talk for delicious.
Here's your hot water and lemon, Grandma. Oh, here.
Thank you, darling. You know what would make me really happy? I would like to see your room, and maybe we could talk a little.
Good idea. As a matter of fact, Mona, why don't you stay for dinner tonight, please?
Yeah!
Yes, I would love that, but Edna, tonight's the night my husband, Herman, and I, we play cards. Mm-hmm. And he'll worry if he throws a discard and I'm not there to say gin.
Yeah, but the roads are getting slippery. It could be dangerous. Don't drive back tonight, Mona. Stay here with us.
Yeah. Come on, sure. Just give Herman a jingle and tell him to deal you out.
All right. Herman never gets gin anyway.
Wonderful. Now, you'll sleep in my room with Natalie.
Oh, I'd like that. And I'll call Herman.
Huh? Yeah, well, the telephone's right in here, Mona. Uh-huh. Oh, that is, if you girls don't mind my bunking in with you.
Not if you can haul it up to the top bunk.
I can haul it. Natalie, why don't you call Chip and tell him your plans have changed?
I had the feeling old Chip was going to get blown out of the water.
Thanks for making me Natalie's roomie. You don't know what a favor that was.
I think she does. Terrific. Now we get to hear the Russian top 40. Chip, this is the hardest phone call I've ever had to make.
I never saw so much work go into a phone call. Are you being graded on it?
I want to be sure of every word. Chip is a wonderful person.
Yes, yes. Darling, maybe you have a little container where I could put things in.
Your teeth?
My earrings. My teeth are like a bulldog from eating hard bread and not junk like you. Why don't you give that to me?
This is not junk. No chemicals, no preservatives. Just pure natural ingredients, chocolate and caramel.
Hi. Oh, my robe fits you perfectly, Mona. Well, how's the bed?
Well, not bad. Some people like it soft.
But you don't. Come on, Natalie, let's get a bed board.
No. Don't bother. I could sleep on the floor.
She always says don't bother. Believe me, bother.
Well, this'll do the trick. We'll just slide it under the mattress and you won't have any... Mona? Mona?
Where is she? She's on the floor! Grandma!
Oh, my God!
Yes.
What are you doing?
My leg lifts. It's good for the circulation.
You have no idea what it's done for mine.
Okay. Yeah.
We got it. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my. Oh. You know, Natalie, you wouldn't puff so much either if you did your exercises. That's why I'm always telling you.
I know, Grandma. You're always telling me something.
Well, now, let's just get this under the mattress.
Don't bother. I'll take this bed. It's hard enough.
Well, now, Mona, if you're sure...
Sure. Don't bother.
If you'll excuse me, I'll go back to the room. The girls are experimenting with new hairdos, and I'm one of the girls. Good night.
Chip? Darling. Grandma, that song.
All right, darling, so I wouldn't sing. That face.
Grandma, don't. I hate to be pinched.
Natalie, I'm tired, and you're tired, and it's time to go to sleep. Good night, darling.
Good night. Grandma!
Yeah, what is it?
I'm not tired, and this is very important to me.
Oh, you mean the Chip, darling? Look, Natalie, if you want my advice... At your age, I think just Chip would be better.
Well, I really don't need your advice, Grandma. Relationships just aren't like they were in your day. I don't want to lose Chip.
So, if he gets lost, there'll be another boy. There's always another boy.
See, you just don't understand. This is the boy. There is no other boy. Thanks to you, there isn't even this one.
Why? Well, what did I do?
You ruined my perfect weekend. I was supposed to meet him in New York.
But you said you were staying here to study. That was a lie?
I guess.
I can understand you're lying to your mother, but lying to your grandmother, oh, very nice.
All right, I lied. You make such a big deal out of everything.
Look, Natalie, a building doesn't have to fall down on me. If somebody doesn't want me once, I don't want them 10 times. You hate me?
Grandma, I don't hate you.
All right. So you love me. You just hate to be with me.
Where are you going?
Never mind. Don't bother.
Oh, hi, Mona. Can I help you?
No, darling. I was just fixing myself some hot water with lemon, but if I could borrow a lemon somewhere...
Oh, sure, honey. Well, where's Natalie? She could have fixed it for you.
Natalie's upstairs, and I'm down here. And maybe it's better.
What happened?
I don't know. Natalie isn't Natalie anymore. I think she's too old for me. She says that I treat her like a baby.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's just a little misunderstanding.
Well, no. No, it's a fight. My granddaughter doesn't want me to talk or sing or even to pinch her anymore. In the first place, I don't go around saying I think I'll pinch Natalie. But somehow, when I get close to her, it just happens.
I know, it's a reflex action. You know, I still muss my son's hair, and he's pushing 32.
Yes, it isn't easy to be a grandmother.
I know. I mean, I wish I knew. I have two sons who could give me a grandchild, but one of them's single and the other one's lazy. Mona. Come on, let's make ourselves comfortable, huh?
Okay, yeah. You know, I think Rose Ferrillo was right.
Oh? Who's Rose Ferrillo?
Oh, she's an old friend of mine up there.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean in the apartment building in 12B. You know, she says kids don't like to be with old people. All they want from their grandparents is to keep an open purse and a closed mouth. I told her my Natalie is not like that, but I was wrong. And Rose Ferrillo was right.
No, Mona. Rose Ferrillo was not right.
Things are not like they were in my days.
Bull feathers. No, the girl said the same thing to me, and you've got to call them on it. There is absolutely nothing, nothing that they're going through today that we haven't been through ourselves or heard about on Donahue.
Hi.
Well, look who's here, the Raiders of the Lost Icebox.
Oh, Claire, we're just laying in some supplies for the ski trip.
That face, it's amazing,
isn't it? Even with my hair up.
I mean, with that babushka on, you look exactly like me.
Pardon?
I mean, a long time ago when I was 16 in the Ukraine.
Oh, this is unreal. Blair, it's you.
Let me see. You're right. You are beautiful, Mona. Thank you.
I remember taking this picture as if it were yesterday. Time flies by just like that.
That fast, huh? Can I see that again? Hey, Blair, you're gonna get old just like everybody else.
That was taken in the war. My father made me wear a babushka so my long blonde hair wouldn't attract the soldiers.
You were in a war?
Oh, the armies were fighting right in our village.
That must have been a nightmare.
Tell us about it.
No, darling. No. War stories don't make good bedtime stories.
We can take it. We've all seen Dr. Zhivago.
Mrs. G in here? Hey, where's your grandma?
She's driving me crazy. That's where she is. Can you imagine a woman of her age trying to tell me how to run my love life?
Oh, yeah. She's a real troublemaker. Well, I'll tell you, you don't want her, I'll take her, because I could use a grandma.
Oh, yeah, you're the type. You just love having some old lady give you advice, pinch your cheeks, worry that you're going to fall off your motorcycle.
Yeah, I can handle that. At least grandmas don't look for angles like other people. I mean, they don't ask for a thing from you. All they want to do is love you. I'll see you later.
You mean those crummy Bolsheviks just rode through your village like they owned the place?
It happened all the time.
First, they burned all our hay. And then a mean old-looking Cossack started whipping my father.
felt terrible.
I ran over to him and I said, you stop hurting my papa. And then he put a gun to my chest and he said, lie down.
Jeez, Louise.
And I said, hold on. If you want to kill me, I'll stand. And he said, I don't want to kill you. I want something else.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
I don't know, without even thinking. God must have given me the strength. I gave him such a push that he fell down over a milk stool, and I began to run, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran, and until I hit in a cornfield.
And he never found you?
No.
Oh, Mona, you're lucky to be here.
We're lucky we weren't there.
Here's your locket, Mona. Thanks for saying I look like you.
I can't believe it's 60 years since I was this girl. Lately, I look in the mirror and I say to myself, no, that's not me. How did I get into that old person's body?
Mona, you're not old.
Tell that to my doctor. Maybe you'll let me drink more cocoa and less hot water with lemon. Excuse me. I was singing.
Tell me, Mona. Is that a song about the war?
No, no. It's a love song. My sweetheart used to sing it to me.
Oh. What are the words?
I don't know if I remember them. Let me see. Ya-da-dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. The night will hide us, my secret love. Da da dee dee da dum. We will not be seen by anyone. Da da dee dum, da da dee dum. So meet me on the bridge, this my darling. Da da, where I will wait for you forever.
That's so romantic, I could die.
But my father didn't approve of my boyfriend. He was from a different background.
You mean he wasn't Grandpa?
No. No, he was my first love. Yeah, he became a soldier, went through the war and was killed. And I thought my heart would break. But then I came to America and I met Grandpa. So you see, Natalie, when I say there's always another boy, it's not that I don't understand. It's that I do understand.
Grandma, your life is just so incredible. Why didn't you ever tell me about it?
You don't tell such things to a child.
Grandma, I'm not a child anymore.
Yes, I know. I know.
When you were meeting that boy, how old were you?
I was a woman. I was 15. Yeah.
So am I.
Yes, you're right. When you get to be my age, you get to be a little far-sighted. And you can't see clearly the things that are closest to you. Maybe if I stopped treating you like an infant, you could stop treating me like an antique.
Grandma, you got yourself a deal.